Not long after I retired from being the minister at Queen's Cross, I was asked by the minister at South Holborn Church if I would help him. And I said, well, it depends what you want me to do. And he said, well, would you like to work for one day a week visiting elderly people? So I thought, why change the habits of a lifetime? And that's what I do. I have a list of maybe 120 housebound elderly people who live at home, shelter houses, care homes, and I visit them. And it's not a great chore, I have to tell you, because many of them have fascinating stories. And because we're all living longer now, it is many of them are in their 90s. I learned, for example, that many women in Aberdeen were called up either to the Land Army or to the munitions factories in the Midlands of England. And here were these women at age 18. It must have been a culture shock and a half to go from Aberdeen down to the south of England. And of course, some of the men I visit were in the forces, and one of them I want to tell you about this morning. He was born in Clatt. He became a bricklayer, and he tells me about some of the construction jobs he's done in and around Aberdeen. But more interesting is his war service, because he was called up to the Navy in 1942. And I remember asking him one day, did you ever see any bad things during your service? And he thought for a moment and he said, well, we hit a mine off Holland and the ship went down, and that was pretty bad. He said, we were sent after they had dropped the bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we were sent to Japan to bring home prisoners of war, and that was pretty bad. But he said, the worst thing I saw was in Norway. VE Day was the 8th of May, 1945, and his ship was the first ship to visit Norway. 2 days later, they steamed into Bergen. And when they got off the ship, they went up into the town square and they found a great crowd of people. And this crowd of people was watching. And what they were watching was some women of the town having their heads shaved, because they had consorted with German soldiers during the war. I want you to try and imagine that. Great crowd of people, shamed and humiliated women sitting there, terrified, having their heads shaved, because they had collaborated with the enemy. Now I want you to imagine Jesus coming into the square, going up to one of the women and saying to her, today I'm coming to dine with you at your house. And I'm asking you to do that because it helps us to understand the story we read in Luke's Gospel about Zacchaeus, to whom Jesus said, today I am coming to dine with you in your house. The key thing about Zacchaeus is that he was a collaborator. And like all collaborators, he was hated, despised, and feared. And we know he was a collaborator because he was a tax collector. The Roman system of tax collecting was that they farmed the jobs out. The state employees farmed the tax system out to local collectors who employed local people to gather in the hated taxes for the Roman oppressor. The word used of Zacchaeus is the only time it's used in the whole of the New Testament, the word that says he was a superintendent of taxes. It means he had a lot of men working under him. Tax collecting was a byword for extortion and fraud. Jericho was a good place to be a tax collector because there was a toll as you crossed the Jordan, leaving Palestine to go east towards Jordan and Syria. So Zacchaeus was very rich. But he paid a heavy price for his wealth, because if you were a tax collector, you were barred from the synagogue. If you were a tax collector, you couldn't give evidence in court. If you were a tax collector, you were shunned, and you were listed among the people like Samaritans or Gentiles or harlots or adulterers. You were socially ostracized. So this is Zacchaeus, to whom Jesus says, "Today I am coming to dine with you." Can you have a sense of how offensive that was? The story says that everybody grumbled because he had gone to dine with a sinner. Everybody's objecting to this. Everybody's offended by this. Does not this man know how bad a person this Zacchaeus is? But he goes to dine with him. What's in it for us? Two things principally, I think. The first is that it's a story about God's concern for the outsider. And that's why we read the passage from Deuteronomy. Because built into the Jewish religious community law was concern for the outsider. You would hear what was said there, that when you reap and leave something over, don't go back. Leave it for whom? The alien, the foreigner, the stranger, the outsider, the widow and the orphan. The alien, the foreigner, has to have special respect according to God's law. Zacchaeus is the outsider, the collaborator, despised, resented, abhorred. And Jesus says to him, "I'm coming to dine with you." This says something to us about our attitude to the stranger, which is a big issue, is it not, in our world? It's challenging our attitude about asylum seekers, refugees, and immigrants. It's challenging our attitudes to indefinite immigration detention, where people who've made hazardous journeys to get here away from trouble and persecution and conflict find themselves. They don't know where or for how long in detention centres, treated very poorly. It affects our attitude to Mr. Trump and the way he speaks about foreigners, people who are different in his desire to put America first, as he calls it. It should affect our attitude to the man recently in the south of England who, a big property owner, who told his leasing agents, don't lease any property to foreigners, single parents, people on the dole, people on zero-hour contracts. And whether you're for Brexit or against Brexit, it should affect our attitude to the people from overseas who are already living and working here. Next time you visit a hospital or a care home, think where we would be without them. And the second thing it teaches us is about what it means to be a disciple. Zacchaeus epitomizes what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Zacchaeus did not invite Jesus to his house. Jesus invited himself. You can psychologize all you like about Zacchaeus, why he was there that day. Was he feeling ashamed of how he had lived? Was he feeling bad about what he had done? Was he feeling guilty? Or did he think, maybe I need to change my life because for all my wealth I've paid too high a price for it? That's irrelevant. What is relevant is that Jesus invites himself to Zacchaeus' house. And that's how it always is. God takes the initiative. And the key thing about Zacchaeus is how he responds to that. So Jesus comes to Zacchaeus and comes to his house, and Zacchaeus responds with generosity and joy. Making haste, it says, to come down from the tree, he rejoiced with great joy. The first two chapters of Luke's Gospel are all about the birth of Jesus. And what is a feature there, what is a theme that runs through it, is this business of the love of God for humble, lowly people and their receptivity and joy. Zechariah and Elizabeth, Mary and Joseph. The baby leaps for joy in Mary's womb. The angels come to the shepherd and say, glad tidings of great joy I have for you. And Jesus does not tell Zacchaeus to give back the money or give away the money. Zacchaeus does it gladly, freely, voluntarily, generously. So Zacchaeus is the prime illustration of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Someone who receives the gracious, lavish love of God and in response gives lavishly and generously in return. His life, Zacchaeus' life from now on, is a life of gratitude and generosity. And these are the two characteristic features of the followers of Jesus: gratitude and generosity. So Christian people who are mean in spirit, mean in attitude, mean with money, are a contradiction. Christian people who are joyless, miserable, without hope, are a contradiction. One last thing. The story tells us that Zacchaeus was a small man in stature. He couldn't see Jesus, so he climbed a tree to see Jesus. Who climbs trees? Children climb trees. And what has Jesus just said in the previous chapter? Unless you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Zacchaeus epitomizes that childlike trust in Jesus. That is the characteristic of those who would be his followers. Trust that comes from gratitude and expresses itself in generosity. So this old story speaks to us directly about our attitude to strangers, about what it means to be a follower, and about the joy and the gratitude that are essential marks of those who would be his followers. Zacchaeus is you, and Zacchaeus is me.